this Ford locker room wrap-up. Andre Savrasov is up first. Career-high 18 points and 8 rebounds, 6 of 8 from the field. Major only 3, also 5 of 5 at the line in just 15 minutes of action. We have commented about this the first couple of games of the season. Coach Berg has mentioned this about you, that your game has totally changed over the course of the last few months. What was so important during the offseason that's helped you take your game to the next level?
First of all, I feel like it was just battle with my own self, with my mentally, because I felt like it was my biggest issue last year. Sometimes when like adversity hit, like I wasn't responding well last year, and I feel like there was a next step for me in this summer that I had to really like put time and work in. So coaches really were helping me, they were keeping me accountable, they were pushing me, putting me in a lot of situations like that. So I feel like that's what helped me. That's where I took a next step.
You only played 21 games over the course of those two seasons at Texas Tech while Coach Berg was an assistant there. You played meaningful minutes for really the first time in your career last year, but now starting the first three games, you've been in double figures all three games, close to a double-double to start the season. That has to feel good that all that work is paying off.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, definitely. Just like I said, it was main thing for me was just being mentally ready, keep going through mistakes, you know, keep pushing. That's what the main thing for me from the beginning.
Coach Berg talks all the time about the process, the next step in the process, where we are at in the process. How do you feel that his process has worked so well for you?
It started actually since Texas Tech days, sure. Because there were pretty much. There was the same thing, same process, putting in work every day, no matter if you did good or bad. So for me, it was nothing different here. So I feel like process paying off if you put time in process, if you know what I mean. So
you never really know how games like this are going to go when you're playing a non-Division I opponent. But for you guys to play so well offensively, to shut them down to just 32%, it felt like, for the most part, you guys were pretty locked in, and that seemed to be important, knowing that you got back-to-back games this weekend.
Yeah, I feel like we still had like some moments where like we could have played better, could have executed better, you know, but you learn from your mistakes. I feel like we did a pretty good job. Now we got to, just like I said, learn from mistakes, move on, and prepare for the next two games.
As you guys get ready for Hampton on Saturday, then Wofford on Sunday, thinking back to the offseason and how you played the first three games of this year, where has this team taken the biggest step?
I feel like, first of all, in defense, because I feel like this year, even we had some good defensive performances last year as a team, I feel like this year we even better team on defensive end, and in offense we're just moving the ball, sharing. I don't feel like we have selfish guys at all, and I feel like that's the biggest thing.
I've been excited to watch you so far, and I'm excited to see where this season takes you. Yeah. Great job so
appreciate
far.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Andre Savrasov of a career-high 18 points and 8 rebounds. We'll get our second player of the game joining us in just a moment as soon as he can finish talking to all of his fans on social media. Got Grandpa Grant stepping up, 7th-year senior out of Cicero, Indiana, IUPUI, Midland, Orange Nation, Purdue, name it, he's been there. Made your first three as a Georgia Southern Eagle tonight. You know, we've talked about that for 2 years now, but that had to feel pretty nice coming off the hand, and even better to get the reaction.
Yeah, definitely. It's just part of the process, like Coach Berg says. Just preaches it every day. People might get tired of hearing it, but continue to trust the process, and it's going to pay off.
From that standpoint, you hear that word process. It's a lot of day by day. It's a grind. It's grueling. It's long days. The 300 Club, the nutrition, the academics, making this a huge part of your lives. But how do you make that everyday stuff feel fresh so you can attack every day with a revitalized energy?
It's just repetition. I mean, it's the culture that a lot of the guys have fought for over the past year and a half. Just showing up every single day, not just hearing it from coach, but also in the locker room from the guys. That's huge. Just holding everybody accountable. Accountability is another big piece.
And we oftentimes talk about Georgia Southern athletes, not just with football, but being blue collar, being tough. And you seem to embody the dirty work kind of part of basketball. 5 points tonight, but also 2 rebounds, 2 assists, playing just under 17 and a half minutes. And I can think of countless times where you've dove on the floor, saved possessions, stolen possessions, forcing jump balls, being able to do those things with so much experience to help the other guys along.
Yeah, I mean, it's just giving your body up for the betterment of the team. I mean, we all got one goal, and that's to win a Sun Belt championship and get to NCAA tournament. I think a lot of us, it's not just things we say. We actually truly believe that, and we know it's going to take every single one of us, and those are plays that we just have to have.
I'll ask you the same question I have to ask Andre. Where has this team taken the biggest step since last year?
Showing up every day, working, whether it's getting extra shots up, watching film. But in game, definitely just being able to handle adversity well. When another team comes out and they have a run, being able to come together as a group and just be able to react to that. And then also, I mean, just defensive tenacity and rebounding. I know we hold everybody accountable for middle drives, box outs. Just like we got that board over there. I know you've seen it.
We got
the 22s.
Oh, yeah.
People dread the 22s, and the Chargers take them off the board. So just really defensively, that's our identity. We're trying to continue to ingrain that each and every day. So.
All right, what'd you think of the toilet paper?
We did it every year in high school. So.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, okay. We've done it every year in high school.
So. Was that an every game thing or just to start the year?
Just to start the year.
Okay. The year. Did you ever throw or were you just too tied up what's going on with the game?
No, I never threw any on the court.
Well, I'm happy you got your first three here. Even happier that you guys had such an impressive victory, setting a school record in field goal percentage at 72.1%. 103-51 is the win, heading to Spartanburg on Saturday for a matchup against Hampton, then Sunday against Wofford. Where will the focus need to be going into back-to-back D1 games over 2 days?
Really just getting in the film room, figuring out what they do well and how we can attack their things that we can isolate and help us be able to get over the hump. They're two great teams. We're excited for the challenge, and we're excited to get back after it. Just really get in the film room, show up tomorrow. We got to get right back to work.
Appreciate the time, man. Congratulations. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Andre Saversoff, Grant Weatherford, our players of the game, will visit with head coach Brian Burke following this break on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up as the Eagles celebrate a 103-51 win over Bob Jones. This is the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.